My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Happy Wednesday morning, Rickies. We are the Junks, coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan, the Team 980. 910 The Fan, that's in Richmond. And Monumental Sports Network, we're brought to you by our friends at Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junks. If you're looking to be the next five-star HVAC technician or plumber, just go to cropmetcalf.com. You can join their team today. I'm Cakes, at Money Metal Cakes is where you find me on the Twitter. I'm joined by Jason Bishop.
Good morning, Cakes.
Good morning to you. Hope all is well. Eric Bickle, sitting to my right.
He's hey,
right
buddy. Here. Right How are there. You? Morning.
I'm good. Hope all is well with you.
Thank you.
Okay. Eric Bickle. The fourth junk apparently stranded in traffic, trying to make his way here.
You know, the analogy I often use, and look, we've all been late. JP's the king of being late. And he'll say, well, you're late for segments all the time. Well, sometimes I got to poop. Do you think Matt Lauer ever showed up like late, missed the earth because he was stuck in traffic?
I'm going to guess probably not.
No, he probably didn't miss that many segments coming back from commercial break either. So that's fair.
Could have been in his office. Could have. With that door lock button.
That's a very good point.
It could have been.
That is
he
true.
Might have been locked in his own office. Yeah. Uh-huh. Door lock didn't
up
work.
To some sort of shenanigans that yeah. were definitely against workplace standards.
Look at Valdez on his Zing game at 6:02.
Hey, you got to keep the muscle sharp at all hours of the day, Valdez.
Nice.
I mean, everybody knows this.
Nice.
You can't just turn it on and off. It's got to be a thing.
I swear to God, I keep bragging about this. I think I have a cheat code of the way I get to work.
Okay.
Because I drive through D.C. and it takes me a little bit longer, maybe 5 minutes longer because there are lights. But anytime there's an accident, I just go to the next street over.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah,
and then you're good. You can't get trapped.
That is.
I mean, unless there's accidents at every single street, which is impossible.
Yeah. There's a car, just 9 cops pulling guys over.
See, I don't feel like I have that many bailouts as you, as many options.
It is a cheat
code. I do have one bailout where the B-Dub Parkway splits to 50.
Yeah.
That goes down into the city.
Yeah.
So if I see backup to the left, I can bail out to the right.
Right.
Usually that's good.
Right.
Because sometimes the 295 getting into the city is a little bit dicey.
Right.
Going through like Kenilworth Avenue.
Right.
It's a bottleneck, even at like 5:20 in the morning at times.
You know what's a bottleneck for me? It's funny. I had to do this yesterday, and I felt like I outsmarted the system.
Okay. Mm.
Is all of a sudden at 5:30, my wife looks at me, and she gives me that look, and she goes, will you take the stuff to Goodwill? Yeah, or it's something that's called unique.
Okay,
whatever.
Sure.
It's
yeah, drop off spot for the clutter.
And I looked at her and in my head, I didn't say anything. In my head, I'm thinking, you understand, it's 5:30 p.m.
Yeah.
Which is where I live off Connecticut Avenue.
Death. You'd rather be dead.
Like, I come out of my neighborhood, I turn right, and there are cars trying to avoid it, like a line of cars to get on the other side of the
name
of that road.
Most people aren't going to understand this reference, but Jason, do you know how many cars are stacked up at the intersection of Yukon Avenue and just Knowles?
Yes. Where the
Stroh-Snyder's
is.
Like 5:30 p.m.
Yes. Oh, and where the Safeway is.
I'll tell you how many. All of the cars.
Yeah.
Every car
in Montgomery County.
Is right there.
Normal way of getting out of the neighborhood is I just kind of drive through the Safeway, you know, by the Safeway, pull up, and there'll be some traffic pulling. But at 5:30, it's a nightmare.
Yeah.
It's a parking lot.
Sure.
You can't even get to Connecticut Avenue because there are 15 cars waiting to turn. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, I can't believe I'm doing this. It's going to take me forever to drop off this S. I literally just wanted to open up a sewer lid.
Make it disappear.
Just make it disappear. But I did a simple, just pulled over like two streets over to the left.
Mm-hmm.
Somehow I hit the light. I pulled right in front of a metro bus.
Yeah.
And boom, I hit all the lights, past all the traffic, mm-hmm. all the donks waiting, passed by them. I just,
sure.
God just blessed me.
You found a silly end around.
I found an end around.
Good.
Hit the traffic moving, hit all the lights, got to the unique Goodwill place, whatever, with the I couldn't believe how much stuff my wife had stuffed in our car.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, unbelievable. And by the way, good stuff, too. I was looking at it. I was thinking about Jason.
Quality merchandise.
Like, a guy like Jason and his wife, Teresa, they'd resell this. They'd resell this. Sure. They'd resell this. They'd resell this.
The
what
best
are we
you're getting is a tax write-off, if that.
Yeah. Well, my wife made sure I get the
Gotta get the tax
I got
form.
The receipt.
Have to get it.
I got the receipts. It took pictures.
Hey, here comes Flame Mac.
I had the exact opposite problem of you with stacked up traffic. I left my guy Bikey Botts' house last night at 10 p.m. after doing two
drafts,
back-to-back fantasy drafts.
Oh, my God.
Thank God they're all done.
Were you in two drafts with him?
Yes.
Oh, okay. So you guys are partners.
We co-own two teams.
Oh, okay.
So I left his house at 10 p.m. He lives in Dickerson, Maryland.
I know where it is.
If you've ever been to Dickerson, Maryland, it's outside of Poolsville.
I've been there.
And Poolsville's deep.
I was taking roads home that, I mean, they look like back road, West Virginia, country roads, like no freaking yellow line down the middle. Have you ever driven on White's Shores Road at 10:15 at night?
No.
But dark, the darkest road I've been on.
I drove on it at like 2 in the afternoon, and it was still scary.
Yeah. Well, I was driving that at 10 p.m. after two beers. And it was, I had to take my time. Like, I was navigating. Like, I got to go, like, 30 miles an hour. Like, I got to go, like, hairpin turns.
Right. Well, he's got an estate over there, right? He's got all the animals.
He's got a nice spot.
Yeah.
He's got a farm.
He's got a farmhouse. He's got,
like, a farmette. Yeah, it's like a little mini farm.
I looked at buying a farmette years ago. Yeah.
Yeah, it's nice.
Yeah.
Like, I got out of my car, and the third best smell. The first best smell is at the Borgata. The second best smell is ocean breeze coming into your nostrils.
That is a great one, Case.
Third best smell, in my opinion.
Your own duty?
No. Ugh. Of course, that's not the third best smell.
I like the smell of my own.
Good job both wearing the same hoodies today, by the way.
Hay or like the smell of hay in a farmhouse?
Country air smell.
Oh, okay.
I got out.
Manure?
I was like,
oh, kind of the same thing.
It smells like a farm. It smells like animals. It smells like the country.
Yeah.
I just breathed it in for like 30 seconds before I walked into his house and started drafting like a madman.
So your draft started at 8?
One of them started at 8. The second one started at 8:45.
Oh,
no, I'm sorry.
God.
One started at 7.
7.
The second one started at 8:45. But
late night
we got
for you.
Got done by 10 at home.
Yep. You were in bed by. You were asleep by 11.
Slammed one more beer.
Right.
Went to bed.
Do you still want
three? Had three. There's a three.
Do you
beer
still want to trash your other your owners that you're competing against in the league that you're stealing money from them?
No,
you're not doing. Don't do that bit anymore.
You know what? Here's what I'm gonna do.
Yeah.
See the radar's here.
You're flying under it. Flying under the radar.
Just quietly zooming under. I'm just flying under the radar.
You don't think
I'm not calling anybody
out? You don't think it's wise to call all your other competing owners losers?
I'm not going to call people donks.
Yeah. That they don't know anything.
I'm just going to, I'm going to trot out our best lineup and hope it wins.
Yeah.
I had a draft last night, Cakes. You wouldn't approve it. So I don't often use the cue.
Mm-hmm.
Well, so the Q is
you
to,
should use. The Q is your friend. The Q speeds up the draft.
The Q does speed up the draft. But what I didn't realize is
slowing down the
it
drive.
Automatically takes the cue if you're down.
It automatically takes the cue. So in the 13th and 14th round, I believe it was. No, it was before that.
Okay.
I had nothing but quarterbacks in the cue, and I was going to decide, do I take Aaron Rodgers or do I take Kyler Murray if they slip?
Mm-hmm.
As my second quarterback, I took Anthony Richardson, which is a
that
roll
is
of the dice.
That is. Yeah. That's true.
But Anthony Richardson on CBS Sports at the time was the highest rated quarterback expert average.
Okay.
So it has Dave Richards rankings, has Jamie Eisenberg's
Heath
rankings,
Cummings,
and Heath Cummings, and then it averages them.
Yeah.
And so the top four quarterbacks were off the board. Anthony Richardson was there as like, I think in the 7th round.
Yeah.
I'm going to roll the dice with the interest. But I felt like I needed to have a solid quarterback in case that flames out.
In case he gets hurt, whatever.
So I put Kyler Murray, Aaron Rodgers,
okay,
and I can't remember, another quarterback in the queue. And we had the 10th pick in a 10-team league.
Mm-hmm.
Snake draft.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It took two quarterbacks, so I've got three.
Oh, that's something you need to cut one of them with the quickness. Just cut one and go pick up somebody
else. I've got Anthony Richardson, Aaron Rodgers, and Kyler Murray.
You know what I did last night?
Mm.
I stole our guy, Jaden Daniels. I feel like I stole
him. What round?
13th.
Okay.
I waited forever for a quarterback.
As your starter?
Oh, he's our starter.
Ooh,
he's the only quarterback on our roster in one of the leagues.
All right, well, if you think Anthony Richardson's a roll of the dice, Daniels is a roll of the dice.
I understand he's a roll of the dice. But, again, it's a 10-team league, and if he sucks, I'll just grab another quarterback off the waiver.
You know what I would do? You want to feel better about yourself? Go back to those quotes from Zach Ertz a couple weeks ago.
Yeah.
Where he said, Jaden Daniels isn't going to be good in the future.
Yeah.
He's going to be good now.
Good now.
Well, yeah. I'm hoping he's wheels up in Tampa.
Right.
How many guys say that about rookie quarterbacks?
Probably a lot.
How many veterans?
You just don't pay attention.
I mean, 10
the only
veterans.
One you're paying attention to is JD.
Well, that's true. But just find me another quote where the guy said, he's not going to be good in the future. He's good now.
Look,
I guarantee that's
probably fine. Keenan Allen talking about Caleb Williams that way.
Go ahead.
This is all I need from Jaden Daniels in week one. 225 yards passing. 1.5 passing touchdowns, 60 yards rushing, and a rushing touchdown.
And you're asking for a lot.
No. I think
that's opening like a peak game performance.
I think that's a reasonable
opening
ask.
Game of a rookie on the road. I mean, come on. All right.
I was listening to Kime, as I often do, mm-hmm. and he does a great job. And he pointed out that in Houston's first game, I believe they only scored 9 points.
Yeah.
And they still ended up having that amazing season.
Sure.
Well, they win 10 games.
Might be a roller coaster ride.
So it could take a little bit
bumpy early.
Bowles will be licking his chops with the rookie quarterback.
That's okay. Hopefully Cliff's got him coached up, got him ready.
Okay, so I'm with you.
My confidence is not wavering.
I'm with you. I think JD is the real deal.
There's a pretty amazing stat about the number one pick in the draft when you're a quarterback. Now, Jaden Daniels, number two.
Thank you.
But quarterbacks drafted number one overall since 2002. So that's 22 years. Are 0-14-1 in their first start.
Oof.
Wow.
Number ones?
Yes.
Number one overalls? Yeah.
Well, I think you can.
You can't include Jaden Daniels in there.
No, of course.
Now, when you're drafted number one overall.
Who the Bears play?
They play the Titans.
You're joining a terrible team.
A W next to Caleb Williams' name.
Yeah,
he's going to buck the trend?
I think he's going to help the Bears beat the Titans in week one.
It's a huge trend, but if you play a poopy opponent, it has zero impact.
Well, except you're, again, generally joining a poopy team when you have a team drafting number one.
The Bears aren't that bad. Didn't they win? They won 7 games last year. The only reason they're picking number one is because the Panthers are buffoons.
Right.
And they dealt,
they
dealt away the world for the Bryce Young pick.
It's not like they had the worst record.
Right.
He's actually in a
pretty good spot.
Yeah.
He's got Keenan Allen to throw to. He's got DJ Moore. He just got repaid, too, by the way.
Oh, I watched
it. Rome Odunze. Oh, and he can also throw swing passes. Oh, DeAndre Swift, you're out there in the flat. Here's a ball to you, an easy
ball. They got weapons.
Yeah, he's surrounded by
good
talent.
They got weapons, and he's certainly exciting.
And Cole Kmet's a decent tight end. He's not a superstar, but he's a decent player.
Let's just see. Let's just see how it all plays out.
Look, I'm waiting to see.
Rookies struggle.
I know.
They do.
I know.
He'll have moments.
Yeah, of course.
I think he's going to be very good. By the way, I didn't click on it because I'm just going to pull back the curtain here. I can't subscribe to everything.
What? Okay. What happened?
But I didn't.
Radio Insider.
Update my Washington Post subscription or whatever, so I couldn't click on the article. But I saw the headline. And believe me, I know workarounds. I'll get it.
You'll find it, yeah.
But I saw the headline, which is Commander's schedule.
Yeah.
Something to the effect of the Commander's easier schedule is going to help them.
Ooh, mm-hmm. I like the sound
of
that.
I got and it made me think again. My initial thought, and I have to look at it again because I haven't, studied it in the last couple days.
Mm-hmm.
But my initial blink was, I don't see any guaranteed losers. Of course, we're going to lose a bunch of games,
mm-hmm.
but I don't see like dynasties that we're playing.
Right.
Well, then maybe Philly's pretty darn good, I think.
Yeah.
But like out of conference. I don't see any you just guaranteed loser.
Out of conference or out of division?
Out of division. You know what I mean? Out of division.
They play the Panthers. They get them at home. They play the Falcons.
All right, hold on.
Like, sometimes in years past, I would look at a game with, like, Brady and the Patriots, and I go, you know what? Even though I think we won one or two of those games, you pretty much write it off.
All right, hold on.
Like, the Packers, we beat them once or twice, but you pretty much go at with Baltimore, Aaron Rodgers.
At Baltimore?
That's tough,
I would say that's probably the toughest one. And I would say we're likely to lose it, of course.
I would say at Baltimore, at Philly, at Dallas.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
The division
those are
ones
probably that, the three toughest.
Yeah,
I know you said
ones
outside the division.
We play them every year,
right.
You know, and we always surprise people every now and then.
Cincy will be tough if Chase isn't there. They're not as good, but I would assume he'll be there.
I'm not saying that we're not going to be underdogs. I'm just saying sometimes I look at the schedule and I go, don't even bother watching this game because we're going to get smoked.
Right.
And then oftentimes we would surprise people, but by and large, you just can look at the schedule and you go, there ain't no way in hell we're going to go to the Rams on the road and beat Aaron Donald. It ain't happening. I don't see that necessarily. I think the Ravens were dogs, clearly.
Well, you're also much higher on this team because of the quarterback and the coaching staff.
Exactly.
In years past, you're like,
it's a great
quarterback
combo.
Getting good
it's a
enough.
Great combo.
Our defense sucks.
It's a great combo. Yeah. But I don't think it's a murderer's row that we're facing.
I don't think it's a murderer's row.
Yeah. I feel like we should be competitive every game.
There's a stretch in this schedule when they're playing the Panthers at home, the Bears at home, the Giants on the road, Steelers at home. That's right in the middle of their schedule, in the middle of the season. But you kind of have to take advantage of that. You got 3 out of 4 at home against some okay to bad teams.
I agree.
All right, got a lot to get to on a game show Wednesday. Speaking of which, we have tickets to see Sebastian Maniscalco at Capital One and a Wendy's $50 gift card because it is a Wendy's game show Wednesday here on The Fan. Mike Rizzo is going to join us coming up at 9 o'clock. We'll talk to Mike Locksley. He's going to join us at 9:45 as the Terps get ready to host the Michigan State Spartans. He's on the show at 9:45. Also coming up today, we have our final game-by-game Commanders prediction. This is where it gets carved in granite for the season. We're doing that at 8 o'clock. So lots to get to here on the Junks, here on The Fan.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former All-Pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey app.